This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 27. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story about a patient who suffered with eczema, severe eczema. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more stories about how people have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are a doctor and you would like a web presence that really stands out, really gets you noticed, and increases your practice, be sure to click on the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg, and this is the show where we hear stories about how people have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall from California. He is an upper cervical doctor in Riverside. And today, he is going to tell us a story about a patient of his who suffered from severe eczema. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. One correction, I am practicing out near Redondo Beach, not Riverside.
Oh.
This doesn't really mean anything to you, but if you live in the Los Angeles area, that would be Riverside, as I'll be really not politically correct here, but is somewhat the armpit of the Los Angeles basin, but anyway. Hopefully there's no one from Riverside that's watching this, and I even have patients from there, so I'm sure I'll hear something back from that.
I knew it started with an R.
I live in Redondo Beach, and I practice in Koreatown and Carson. Anyway, you were close.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about a little girl, 7 years old, who had eczema. This is kind of an interesting story. Her father was referred in by a church member, and oftentimes, you know how churches are in upper cervical, you adjust one person, and then you have a string of 50 people from that same church that end up in your office, and that was kind of the lineage here. But her father was 15 years prior to care, was in a really, really severe car accident where he was actually extricated from the car. And for 15 years had pain throughout the entire body, headaches, constant suboccipital neck pain, which is right at the base of the skull. Couldn't sleep for 15 years. And as half of the cases that end up in our office, he had been to medical doctors and neurologists and acupuncturists and two regular chiropractors. And unfortunately, didn't have an answer. And ended up in our office, and we got him corrected, and his whole life turned around. And the reason I bring up this particular case is he asked me one day, you know, my daughter doesn't really have too many problems other than she has a skin problem, but I don't imagine that upper cervical can help that. And I said, well, why don't you just bring her in? We'll check her. So he next week brings in his little girl, and the first thing I notice right away is she's carrying her head at about a 30-degree angle. And I guess when you see something regularly or you have a symptom regularly, it just becomes normal to you. Mm. And I pointed it out to him, and he's, oh my God, I never really noticed that. And she wore glasses, and her glasses are all cockeyed on her head. And at first I thought it was just, the way that her glasses were fitting, but it was all due to, her postural imbalance and asymmetries that were existing there. And so I checked her out, and she, again, this is a 7-year-old. We laid her down the table, and her right leg was 5/8 of an inch shorter than the other leg, which, as you upper cervical doctors know, that's quite a bit. And so we got further into it, and he started telling me that, she has a lot of skin irritation, and most of the night she'll wake up in the morning and she's bleeding in certain areas because she scratches herself so much. Mm. But again, the reason I bring this up is I think a lot of our patients maybe come in with back pain or headaches or high blood pressure, and we correct them and those problems clear up, and that was their experience, so they think that that's all that we're good for. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, I don't think he was thinking that the eczema had anything to do with her upper neck. And so my colleague, Dr. Truong, shot the x-rays in our Los Angeles office, and I throw them up on the view box, and her atlas off of the floor of the skull. In the Blair work, we look at how the joints on the top of the atlas, there's two joints, and they fit like mirror images with the floor of the skull. And we look at how the outer margin of that actually matches. But in her particular case, on the right joint, her atlas had shifted up and forward about 5 millimeters, which in our work is massive. I mean, the regular misalignment we see is 1 to 2 millimeters. 5 millimeters gets your attention. And so we, in this particular case, when they're up and forward to the right, we put them on a table and they're laying with their right side up and they're in a neutral position. There is no popping, pulling when the correction is made, and we make a very precise contact on what's called the transverse process of the atlas. And in the Blair work, we look that we've taken off of their joint anatomy. What I'm trying to get through to all of you is this is precision work. It is not guesswork. It is not twist your head and hope and pray that that gets the job done. And so she was corrected and came back next visit, which in this case was 3 days later. And first thing that Dad noticed was he went in the morning when she was still asleep, and all of her bedding was still intact, and she was laying straight in bed. And he said, you know, every morning we used to come in, there was like a tornado went off. And so that caught his attention. Still was itching. Within second visit, came back and said, you know, she's not bleeding in the morning from scratching herself so badly. And she's, I think about it, 7 weeks right now. I've only had to correct her one other time. She's checked out beautifully on the tests. Eczema's completely cleared up. Sleeping patterns changed. And as I always impress upon the parents with the little ones is, you know, she may have only had eczema when she came in this time. I'm glad you brought her in, because that interference would have stayed there if it never was fixed. And when she was 25 and 30 and 40, like the majority of the cases that we see in, you know, more problems would have developed down the road. And I know all of us love to see the really, really sick people, but our message to the public is you don't have to be dying with symptoms before you do something, and people should be in our office to get checked regardless of whether they feel good or bad. So anyway, that's this little girl's story, and it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Was she on any medication for the eczema?
She is Korean, and Koreans don't take drugs, or at least the patients I have, which is nice. So yeah. No, she wasn't.
Okay.
They philosophically, the way that they deal with things health-wise is close to the way that we look at things, which is a perfect marriage.
Yeah. Well, very good story, Dr. Hall. We will see you next week.
All right, Dr. Hamburg, take it easy.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast. You can do that at UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also subscribe to Upper Cervical Interviews. You can also subscribe in iTunes, and I'd love it if you did that. Please write reviews. Tell your friends. The more people that know about these podcasts, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. We'll see you next time.